Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Protests erupted against police when an officer fatally shot a man after stopping his vehicle for a traffic violation on Sunday. The shooting took place in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. The police stop turned into an arrest when warrants were discovered on 20-year-old Dante Wright. A struggle ensued and Dante was shot and killed. Police say both officers' body cameras were recording during the incident. Governor Greg Abbott, the Republican from Texas, said Sunday that Republicans are not alone anymore when it comes to pushing back against the Biden administration's handling of the southern border. Last week, Abbott called the federal government to shut down the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio, Texas, after multiple allegations surfaced of sexual abuse. Representative Henry Cuellar, the Democrat from Texas, also slammed the Biden administration. We have a new Masters golf champion. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama landed the green jacket with a 10 under par and takes home $2,070,000 for the win. USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
The cruise line industry being shut down from the pandemic not only hurts workers, it hurts tourist-dependent communities. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Restrictions on cruise ships have been extended until November. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy tells Fox News having the industry shut down during the pandemic has been decimating.
Between last year and this year, if the season is canceled, we're going to have about a $3.3 billion economic loss in Alaska. That's in a state with about a $56 billion GDP, so it's going to be significant. We're going to lose millions of dollars in local revenue for our communities, especially along the coast. Unemployment rates will remain stubbornly high.
Governor Dunleavy has sent a report to the White House outlining the impacts it is having on his state. Carnival Cruises has threatened to pull its ships out of the U.S. because of the CDC's order.
Nearly 30 million people took a cruise between 2009 and 2019. There are 314 cruise ships operating worldwide. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Rain washed out Saturday night's NASCAR Cup Series race at Martinsville Speedway, forcing a same-day doubleheader Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. takes the win.
Interesting how it all played out there. You know, I thought throughout the day we were, you know, third to fifth place car in there. And then at one point we, you know, middle of the race, we got off a little bit and was probably sixth or seventh place car. So it was kind of a weird day, but, you know, just proud of the guys for working hard on it. You know, they did a great job, and, you know, that last pit stop, we were able to get us the lead and couldn't quite hold off the 11 on that restart. He was really fast firing off and, you know, just try to stay with him and take care of my car. I knew there was enough laps left that, you know, tire wear in the long run was going to come into play. And, you know, he started getting tight. My car was getting better and better, and, you know, we were able to take advantage of it. So really happy. And, you know, for whatever reason, our car really turned on when the lights went down, and it's always good when a plan comes together and it works out the way you hoped it would.
We have a new Masters golf champion. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hideki Matsuyama captured the green jacket, hanging on to win the Masters. Matsuyama built a four-stroke lead coming into Sunday's final round, shooting one over on Sunday to finish the weekend at 10 under par. Will Zalatoris finished second at 9 under. Jordan Spieth and Xander Schauffele tied for third at 7 under. The win is Matsuyama's first major championship and his first tournament win in nearly 4 years. He also becomes the first Japanese man to capture one of golf's major tournaments.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, the place where you find common sense. I mean, all this political stuff, I mean, how's that working for you? I mean, you kind of feel like you're in a quicksand, that no matter how hard you fight politically on the left and right, you just keep getting your head buried more and more. It's because it's nonsensical. I mean, if we didn't learn anything from the 2020 election, is that there are forces out there that take advantage of our emotions. They whip us up. And for what? Like Charles Barkley said, to divide us so that we could be at each other's throats. And not so happy campers, and they get to win. I mean, that's what it is. We subordinate our own sense of civility and reason to their reason. And you look at what's going on with the country right now with energy, jobs, thousands of jobs that are out the door. I mean, and it took Joe Biden less than 100 days to make this happen. I mean, the age of transformation that was promised to us by Barack Obama continues. I guess there was enough Americans, that's what they want us to believe, voted for this kind of, I don't know, anti-American idea. And you just cannot put it. You cannot put it in the context of our U.S. Constitution and what our founding fathers envisioned and what we up until recently were envisioning. Yes, we saw the encroachment of socialists and Marxists coming in. You know, Trevor Loudon had been shouting from the rooftops that this was happening, card-carrying democratic socialist. Of course, all we hear is Democrat. You know, we don't hear socialist. And, of course, you can't expect the mainstream media to be doing their job. Because if they did their job instead of, you know, when they were, you know, when Donald Trump was president, where they spent all that ink in maligning this president, were purposely, I mean, how do you get to 90% of the reporting being so negative if it wasn't on purpose? I'll let you ponder on that as we continue with our theme of common sense with the common sense king himself. I will appoint him that because, hey, I'm the host of the radio show and I can appoint anybody I want. And I want to appoint Dr. Wilford Riley for the position. He's a political science professor, Kentucky State University, author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Will, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. We got through the Masters. Exciting show. And we got the first Japanese champion. He did a great job, and we saw the rise of a rookie there coming up who was 9 strokes under, 1 stroke behind, but for a couple of bad holes. I mean, I don't know, but it was destiny, I guess, for one Hideki Matsuyama.
Yeah, it was an interesting golf tournament. I mean, Matsuyama is the first guy from Japan or from the Japanese golf tour, I guess, ever to win.
Yes.
A PGA major. It's not just the Masters. So apparently, it's a giant deal in Asia. I don't follow the Asian media, but I mean, Sports Illustrated and some other websites have mentioned that in Japan, Indonesia, so on. I mean, this guy is going to be, you know, a generational hero. So it'd be good for him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they honor their athletes. You know, being from Southern California, so several athletes come in, and of course, the Major League Baseball And boy, they're the king of the road, so to speak. So this young man, all honor and glory for him. And great. I think for any nation to have a hero, and he just seems to be a really neat young man. And I think he's quite a credit, you know, to the people, he seems anyway, and I'm grateful for that. I wanted to talk to you about something that you had been tweeting about over the weekend, and that's the left's focus on race won't have a positive income outcome. In fact, even James Carville said as much in a column that was recently reported.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just obvious. I mean, this is one of the things. I recently did the show Tucker Carlson Today, yes, tonight and today now, but right. Good friend. I like Tucker. But one of the things that Tucker Carlson asked was, you know, we can be focusing a lot on identity politics right now. Mm. You know, there's sometimes allegations made against me in this direction that are nonsensical. I mean, he says, but white identity politics is bad. Don't you think that focusing constantly on black, Hispanic, so on, ID pol is eventually going to lead to sort of an alt-right backlash? And the obvious answer is yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the strengths of giant diverse countries is that we have, you know, less groupthink, better food, more patents, all the jokes people make. But the downside is that there's that risk that people can think of themselves as black or Spanish or Irish almost as much as American. And you train people through that. You get that shared identity through sports and war and so on down the line. But if we're going to emphasize, if we're constantly going to talk about how wonderful it is to be black, I mean, eventually guys are going to say, you know, it's pretty wonderful to be white or Asian, too. And you're going to get that constant conflict. So that's a pretty stupid thing to do in a big country.
Exactly. And I think that's what Carville is saying, is that identity politics, cancel culture, hurts Democrats. But it goes back to my opening before you joined us. And that is, this is a dangerous ideology that is born out of politics. And when things are born out of politics, it's to give one party an edge over another as opposed to the American idea. Isn't that right?
I think this is one of the elephants in the room. Obviously, both parties are amoral. I'd say the Democrats are, in general, a bit worse. But, I mean, so in recent months, we've been hearing all this stuff about, you know, the Republicans want to do perfectly normal things like require a $5 plastic ID to vote because the real goal is suppressing, you know, the young black feminist vote or something like that. But if you want to apply the same analysis to the other giant party, I mean, yeah, clearly one of the reasons there's so much focus on, for example, black identity is that one of the huge advantages the Democratic Party has is that about 89% of African Americans that vote for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And if that ever were to stop, if African Americans were to vote as Hispanic or Jewish Americans do, just the 60% for the Democrats, the right. Democrats wouldn't win elections for a cycle of a decade. So obviously there's an incentive to say, never forget, you know, are you going to let the racists take power? When you're talking about absolutely non-racist people like, you know, Mitt Romney, John McCain, I'd probably throw Donald Trump in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, so yes, there's a political reason for that. You can argue there's a political reason for supporting mass immigration. Like, I don't think the average person on the left, whatever the truth might be about our Cuban and Nigerian brothers, but I don't think the average person on the left sees any Republicans in that group.
Right. No, not at all. But you see, this goes back to what I said earlier. You're casting aside reason and civility and common sense. And this is what emotions, this is what the political environment does to us, and we're at each other, and then we find ourselves scratching an itch that wasn't even there before.
Yeah, I mean, amorality, there's an old line from the Lord of the Rings or some such, oft evil will evil mar, that's nerdy but pretty good. The point is that if you try to do amoral, aggressive things to make yourself powerful, you're often just going to end up in a competition with other amoral, aggressive people, and you'll wind up at pretty much the same place, but with you as a worse person, essentially.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, clearly, and this is useful in personal life or spiritual life, but it's also true politically. I mean, clearly, if one party does this, if there's an emphasis on, say, black identity or Jewish identity or something like that, the other party might then be choose to emphasize white or Hispanic or whatever
sure.
identity.
Exactly.
And in the end, you have just the standard politics you had before, but with more racism.
isn't it just a universal principle? Isn't it? I mean, that we should have learned, you know, from history time and again. I mean, I was raised on this. Of course, I was fortunate to be raised by nuns in so many ways, and they were pretty reasonable. I mean, when you're handling 60 kids in the classroom, you don't have a whole lot of, you know, time for fussing and fighting, you know, so you just got to get to the point really quick.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I recently, one thing I'd recommend.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up from there because we got to go to break. We're seconds away. More from Dr. Wilfred Riley after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Recently, there's been a rise in the persecution of Christians in Pakistan, where many face false accusations of blasphemy against Islam. Unlike Americans, Pakistanis enjoy no presumption of innocence. Instead, those simply accused of blasphemy may face years of jail time or even a death sentence. Many persecutors have found that they can get away with making false accusations as a means for professional gain or as a personal vendetta against Christians because of religious hatred. The Tide Ministry works to alleviate the suffering by impacting the religious atmosphere. With the help of local ministry partners, we're recording gospel messages in 2 Pakistani languages to share the love of Christ throughout Pakistan. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging believers and sharing the love of Christ with the lost in Pakistan and other regions of the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
The one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they are Republicans or Democrats, and their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
Dr. Wilford Riley, Charles Barkley, I mean, brings it to a point. The thing that was interesting was watching the other people. I mean, the camera was really careful not to get too many of the expressions of the rest of the black panelists that didn't know how to handle the reason and common sense of what Charles Barkley was putting out there.
Yeah, I think black or white, because he's cutting across both parties. There's a lot of accuracy to this. And, I mean, basically, one of the things that I read recently in my professional role is a report from the Manhattan Institute that everyone should check out called something like The Creation of Racism or The Systemic Construction of Racism. And what it finds is two things. One, there's not a ton of racism in the modern United States. They look at whites, blacks, and Hispanics, and they find that, you know, you got some crotchety dads in every group, but the percentage of people that oppose, say, interracial marriage, like these big intimate steps, everything's totally anonymous, is around 10%. Right. That's point one. Mm-hmm. But point two, what they find is that people, especially black people, think racism is absolutely everywhere. So, like, one sentence, 80% of black men think that there are more brothers, more black men killed by police shootings in a typical year than killed in car wrecks, which is crazy. I mean, there are 50,000 fatal car wrecks every year, 600,000 disabling wrecks. We're represented more than proportionally. Total number of people shot by the cops in a year, there are 200, if you're talking about black people. So people have been taught this stuff. The question is by who?
Yes, who's telling you that? Exactly. Well, the media. You know, they've got to get the headlines. They've got to sell papers. They continue to scratch that itch. And the thing is that when things are reduced to emotion, there's not a whole lot of room for reason. I mean, you know, like your book, 10 Facts, you know, Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. You know, there was a certain, a certain group of people that responded to the book, and this was like, okay, this was enlightening, it made sense, but there were some people that just wouldn't touch it because this was, you know, this was common sense, it was reasonable, it was, you know, it was research, it was fact-based, and when you are so emotional about it, you really kind of limit the breadth of your intelligence, don't you?
Yeah, and this is something I think that the hard left in particular, to single them out, has done really well and that people need to be aware of when they're debating and so on.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of success when you look at that sort of MSNBC audience. I mean, we were talking off the break about sort of upper middle class women wearing $200 worth of designer masks. There's an idea that anything that's on the right side of the aisle is automatically wrong and evil. And so is a lot of kind of centrist content when you think of Quillette online or something like that. So if someone brings this stuff up, there's a default among a lot of these people, quote unquote, to say, well, no, that's automatically wrong. That's evil. That's racist. You know, that guy's a white supremacist talking about like Candace Owens or something like this. And that's almost invariably wrong. But that's where you get this idea that people mock that are kind of witty on the right of, quote unquote, the science, like the content from half of one side of the aisle presented is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. In the report that I mentioned, one of the wildest things they found is that there are big flaws in right-wing media as well as left-wing media, but that conservatives, when it came to these specific issues of race, were like 60 percentage points more likely to be right. When they were asked, or we were asked, you know, what's the number of men killed by cops every year? And to say 100 as versus 10,000. So, I mean, again, that those ideas have consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, again, we break it down with some reason and common sense. This is what this radio show is all about. And I wanted to, you also tweeted this weekend about the less ridiculous argument against voter ID, which is amazing to me because you have a majority of Americans, I mean, anywhere from 56 to 70, 75% of Americans saying voter ID makes sense. I mean, because when you're talking about protecting the integrity of the voting process, and I think that, you know, aside from all the political wranglings, like I said, if we're in the middle and we're reasoning together and we're able to set aside our emotions, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that what we've experienced is a free and fair election, do we not?
Yeah, I mean, so the whole voter ID thing, I think, again, here, what you see is the labeling of, you could argue amorally motivated or whatever, but perfectly normal measures as racist or designed to benefit only one side or as evil. And so no conversation really happening around them. Like, Republicans in Georgia have stated they were willing to negotiate around giving voters free IDs. And in fact, if you Google, like, free state ID Georgia, you find that, at least in urban Georgia, all you have to do is go to the county clerk's office and you get a free ID. I mean, so everyone wants to help poor people vote. I mean, one would hope. I mean,
what is the number, Will, of the people that do not have an ID of any sort? And what are we talking about?
The one time I looked at this as a political scientist, people that had no IDs and wanted to vote were like 0.03% of the population or something like this. Like, IDs are free near an election in most states.
Right.
So again, this is something that we can debate that might benefit one party a little bit, but it's just a perfectly normal measure that's being rebranded. This is my opinion, but it's also a fact. Being rebranded as sort of evil racism. And that was the most ridiculous thing about the whole debate. The comment wasn't, okay, this will give a 0.3% advantage to the Republicans, so let's make sure the IDs are free. The debate was, is this worse than Jim Crow? Are we bringing back slavery? And what you're talking about is requiring people to take their driver's license to the polling place. Also worth remembering, when people say there are only 100 or so counted cases of voter fraud per year, that's because you don't need an ID to vote in most states. Right. This is one of those ridiculous fake facts. How would you know how many cases of voter fraud there are?
Exactly. You know, well, especially when you don't care and you're not looking at it, the whole deal. There was just a report here that, this is actually Time Magazine reported that what they did, I thought was interesting. They kind of admitted, and I've always said this, that you get that issue of self-indictment when people are less than. And this is Time Magazine, who is, you know, obviously a left-wing outlet. And they said, we wouldn't call it. We wouldn't call it cheating or rigged. We call it, what was the word? Oh, fortified. That's what they use. The election was fortified by all these entities that came together that we identified. You and I talked about it, you know, whether it was big tech or big corporation, the unions, mainstream media, all this, all cabal coming together in order to affect an outcome. And, of course, Time Magazine admits to it now and says that was fortifying the vote.
Yeah, this is my point all along, by the way, Bill. Like, Dominion, which is a good corporate citizen, isn't actually – I mean, people aren't changing votes for either party at the level of the voting machines to toss Trump out, this kind of thing. What happened to cost Trump the election was what you could reasonably call collusion by a whole bunch of these players behind the scenes in terms of changing voting the laws, in terms of what you could post on Twitter. Remember, Twitter stopped letting you retweet for 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So you had to post at least 100 characters or something like that to send a tweet out. That was obviously done to stop the sharing of political information. And, I mean, with the election over, we're now seeing that everything that was said on kind of the center right politically turned out to be true. Like Hunter Biden, this is my favorite.
Exactly.
Hunter Biden came forward and said, it was probably my computer. Certainly could have been, you know.
Yeah.
I was on crack. He was talking about smoking cheese and carpets and so on. I'm not going to mock the man's energy.
Yeah.
But just, it turned out that everything that was said, like this guy's crackhead, that was his computer, social media is colluding. And people are now admitting that's true, with Hunter Biden saying, that was my computer. Social media protected me. Probably my computer. That wasn't exaggerated at all. And
right.
We now see, okay, so this is kind of what we thought it was, and that's being said pretty openly. And I don't think people are going to recover from that quickly. I don't think
exactly.
Most people on this
got to leave it there.
Going back to trust.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for initial cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Protests erupted against police when an officer fatally shot a man after stopping his vehicle for a traffic violation on Sunday. The shooting took place in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. The police stop turned into an arrest when warrants were discovered on 20-year-old Dante Wright. A struggle ensued and Dante was shot and killed. Police say both officers' body cameras were recording during the incident. Governor Greg Abbott, the Republican from Texas, said Sunday that Republicans are not alone anymore when it comes to pushing back against the Biden administration's handling of the southern border. Last week, Abbott called the federal government to shut down the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio, Texas, after multiple allegations surfaced of sexual abuse. Representative Henry Cuellar, the Democrat from Texas, also slammed the Biden administration. We have a new Masters golf champion. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama landed the green jacket with a 10 under par and takes home $2,070,000 for the win. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you. You know, in that conversation with Dr. Wilfred Riley about Time Magazine admitting all the things that we knew. And you know, and Will throughout the conversation was talking about all these point counterpoints that in looking at conservatives and that sort of thing and getting outside of the political morass of everything. Because all this political, you know, environment has done is create all kinds of chaos. Like, you know, like Charles Barkley said, it has us at each other's throats. And then here you've got, you know, Time Magazine coming back and saying, oh, we didn't cheat, you know, what the left did. You know, we didn't rig. We actually just fortified. We fortified the vote. We fortified the outcome. You know, I love the wordsmithing. And speaking of wordsmith, this is what he does for a living, amongst other things. He's so gifted and talented. Dan Perkins joins us now, the nationally recognized policy and energy expert. Hey, Dan, don't you love the wordsmithing of Time Magazine?
I do. And how about the wordsmithing of the president on what is infrastructure?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's almost like it's we're back. You see, you know that dictionary that you threw away that you didn't think you'd have to use again during the Obama years? Dust it off. Bring it back. I mean, because it's all this doublespeak junk that's going on. And then heaven help us, you know, when Nancy Pelosi talks, because when she talks or Jerry Nadler or, you know, any of her acolytes just go right on down the list, it's insanity. I mean, it'll your brain will explode because it's like, okay, I get it. You really think we're just totally stupid, don't you?
Yeah. The problem with a lot of these people, and this is coming from a 75-year-old, soon to be 76, is that they're not coherent. I mean, they start something and on a subject matter, and on a dime, they turn to something else, and like they were never talking about the other thing. It shows that the mental capacity, as much as I say it as a 75-year-old, the mental capacity of some of the people in Congress says they've stayed too long at the dance and they need to go on and leave. It's just get up and leave. But they become
But these are people that Nancy Pelosi said are so brilliant that they could be working several other jobs. Remember during this last impeachment that they did, this faux impeachment, that they're just brilliant people, that the country just should be so grateful to have them at our service. Or maybe it's the other way around. They're not at our service. We're servicing them. That's really what they've done. You know.
Right.
The truth of the matter is.
Yeah. But it's amazing how if you look at what's going on, just what you're talking about, how much the politicians, and I will say Democrat and Republican, are totally out of touch with the American people.
Exactly.
The polling data shows that the American people are not behind what President Biden is trying to do.
I know, but even in some of those polls, Dan, somebody's got the thumb on the scale. I mean, as a rule, what the Democrats, Biden et al., Kamala Harris, what they were trying to sell to the Democratic Party during the primaries, 70% of these policies, these very policies that they're trying to ramshot us with right now and ram through upon we the people and getting us to pay for it, 70% of their own party said, we're not interested. But now they've got the power, and forget about Biden trying to bring us back into unity and doing all these things and having kumbaya moments and, creating jobs and all this other stuff. And look what he's done to the environmental sector. I mean, the energy sector. He's absolutely destroyed and destroying the middle class. So he's picking up where Barack Obama left off.
There's no question about that. But the problem is that it shows clearly that they believe they are the elites, and they don't really have to pay attention to what we think. And that's very, very dangerous when the elected hierarchy of the political process abandon what the people who put them there think. Then you've got anarchy at the highest level.
Well, Dan, again, and of course, in a lot of shows, a lot of people avoid talking. They don't want to talk about what happened in the election. And I'm sorry. I mean, all this stuff is starting to come out, which is, you know, the same thing. I mean, the one thing about the truth, it always finds a way out. And it's like, okay, so what are the people going to do about this? I mean, we're finding out where you got Pennsylvania forced to remove 21,000 dead people off its voter. They had to be forced to do this, Dan. They couldn't do it just out for the sake of integrity, for the sake of, hey, let's have a free and fair election, okay? If we were going to have a free and fair election, even if you just went into a neighborhood and said, hey, give me a cross-section of this neighborhood, and let's just sit down, have a little town hall, and let's talk about a free and fair election. What would you do? Probably the number one thing is a voter ID. Everybody would say, and most people would say, well, voter ID. And then when you start getting down to some of these nuances, like, should dead people be allowed to, they would laugh, and they go, really, that happens? Oh, yeah, well, yeah, it really happens, kind of deal. And so if you really broke this down, outside of the realm of the hysteria, we're not talking, Trump over Biden. We're just saying, hey, you guys just put us through this incredible exercise where we're all kind of, I say all, some of you were happy with the outcome. You thought, okay, the people chose wisely. You think maybe something's a little goofy, but you're willing to accept the results. But you're still talking 75 million people who voted for Trump going, this is bogus. And this guy's our president. And then on top of that, here he is. He's falling up the stairs, falling downstairs. He can't complete a sentence. He's canceling jobs left and right. He and his vice president purposely are ignoring the southern border. You've got to be flipping kidding me. The national security situation is taking place. We had five Arab countries teed up for a peace accord with Israel. That's all but gone now, Dan.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you got China and you got Russia and everybody else in Iran jumping in going, hey, you know, these idiots, we're going to have a heyday here. We're moving forward. March on.
You're absolutely right in your analysis, and I think it's important that we continue, as you pointed out just a few moments ago, we have to continue the dialogue with the American people to let people know what's going on, because they can't count on the mainstream media giving them the truth. And when we see 60 Minutes doctor a tape of a story about Ron DeSantis,
yes,
Florida, and then get caught and then deny it and stand by the story, is the height of arrogance. They have no accountability. They don't have to respond to anybody. We had, since you and I talked last, we had Lester Holt, the news anchor for NBC News, said, I'm paraphrasing, we don't need a second opinion to know the truth. We don't need to ask somebody an opinion, because we always think in terms of what is correct, not true.
Yes.
So
well, show me the evidence that backs up that statement, and help me understand how you can make, and to me, in my estimation, with all fairness and respect here, Lester Holt, is that I don't get it. I don't see the evidence that backs up that statement. Help me understand.
Well, the evidence is that they have decided that they are the arbiters of truth. They don't have to do the job that when the country was founded, the news media, the press was considered the fourth estate, the organization to provide additional checks and balance to both the executive, the judicial, and the congressional branches of government. But they're not doing that. In fact, they can't even tell the truth about anything.
Exactly.
And as a result, they find themselves aligned with the left and whatever the left agenda is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad, that the news media, which was supposed to be our protectorate against the abuse of the various elected and appointed offices,
we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Dan Perkins after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Boss, pick up at 7? See, we got to hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
For a comeback, ladies and gentlemen, and that means me and you. Hey, thank God this is a government of, for, by, we the people, which means that we have to activate our citizenry. If we do not, then this is the America that you have right now, an America that's hanging by a thread, that this democratic republic that, you know, that Benjamin Franklin said we have if we can keep it. Well, here we are all these years later, and it's like, can we really keep this thing, Dan Perkins? It is really a scary thought with the full pressure of what Time Magazine said in fortifying the vote, fortifying opinion, propaganda reigning in this country like never before. What the left has been able to do to take over our educational institutions and how they've indoctrinated our kids and conditioned them to become anti-American and to purposely omit from history the victories, to purposely omit not only the victories, but all the good things that America, good and bad. I mean, you know, I'm not saying we should omit the bad, but let's have some balanced reporting and understanding that without America, you would not have the 21st century world that we have today, would you?
No, by no means. And the idea that, again, Barack Obama wanted us to take a behind-the-scenes seat. We shouldn't be up front. It's time for other people, other countries to lead. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, they lead the world in a different direction that doesn't make sense to a lot of people in the United States. And I look at some stories I saw over the weekend of this teacher, I think it was in California, who was doing her Zoom class with her students.
Yes,
the student
right.
was asking questions about it, and she was absolutely outraged how dare anybody question my profession. I don't question your parents' profession. Why should they question mine? And, you know, the arrogance of saying that the parents are not smart enough to figure out how to teach their children or what should be taught in the schools, that's why supposedly we have school boards made up of parents who have the oversight responsibility. In many cases, they don't exercise them. But I think that the pandemic and when we became aware of what was being taught and how it was being taught in the classroom has engaged a number of parents, tens of thousands of parents, to get involved in the education system about what's going on. And that really causes a problem for the elite left. Look at what the teachers are saying. No, I don't care what the Center for Disease Control says. We're not going to go back to school until every teacher has been vaccinated in the school.
Right.
And they are not following the guidelines of the federal government and through the national health agencies. They've decided they know better what's going on. And that's typical of what's been happening in our schools, that the teachers know better what's best for the country and are trying to convince the students under their care that they know what's right and their parents don't.
Well, and what you love is how quick the hypocrisy can reign. Because speaking of this teacher, I believe it was down in San Diego, and it was the teachers in San Diego who are not going into the classroom, but yet will go and meet face-to-face with the children of these immigrants who are storming our border and have come in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the numbers, Dan, the numbers of unaccompanied children in this country, it is more than heartbreaking. It is so disturbing. And to see that Kamala Harris, and who supposedly is the point person on this, has never been to the border yet, or Joe Biden, I mean, this is on their watch. I mean, you've got little kids that are dying, and I don't see AOC out there, you know, kind of doing her Evita Perón, don't cry for me, you know, showboating at the border, because it's her party that is literally killing these kids. And you notice that we talk about how many accompanied minors, but we're not talking about how many kids have died. Is there a count on that?
Yes. The Washington Examiner just issued a report that 2,200 people have died, 118,000 rapes, and 338,000 assaults in those people trying to cross into the United States. And that's why I say President Biden has already violated his oath of office, and he's responsible. If his actions are responsible for people dying, then he should be impeached.
Yeah.
And
what's the difference between this, Dan? What's the difference between this and what Governor Cuomo did?
Larger scale than what?
Well, larger scale, without a doubt. But I mean, you're sitting there. You are orchestrating the murder and the chaos of thousands, tens of thousands of people. Not to mention the states and the citizens of our own country, right?
Yeah, no, it's true, and I have a real concern as that we have a situation where, under the president's new position, we are testing approximately 10%. We're testing the illegals coming into the country, and about 10% of them are tested positive for COVID.
COVID, right?
But we're releasing them into the other parts of the country. We have made them spreaders.
Yes. Well, they're human. They're human contagion missiles. The same thing that the Chinese did when, they couldn't come to the West Coast. They went to Europe, back in Italy. There's a little China there. And out of there, they went to all parts east and west, eventually made it to New York. And we know what happened after that.
Yeah. No. So it's a situation. And then yesterday, the equivalent head of their CDC of China commented about the effectiveness of the Chinese virus, or vaccine, excuse me, at being around 50%.
Yeah.
and in some cases even less than that. So there are some of the other major countries around the world who don't have access to our two vaccines have been using the Chinese vaccine. Mm. And the Chinese are now questioning the results of both Moderna and Pfizer, that their effective rates are not in the 95% range. So, you know, it's a situation where they were responsible for spreading the virus, and we are reluctant under Joe Biden to call them out. Yeah. I was amazed, maybe you saw this, Joe, Bill, last week, Joe as yet says he's yet to talk to
thing. Yes, yeah, I saw that, President Xi, about this issue. I know that's incredible, but yet they wanted to make sure that Trump had at least given a noogie to Putin for his interference, supposedly, in the 2016 election, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Hands exploded. Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't, and to my knowledge, there have been no contacts between Biden himself. There was apparently a letter from Kim to Biden, but no indication that Biden ever responded to the letter. He certainly responded by launching two more missiles. So it appears that the president is not engaged in the activities of the president, and his designee for the border has decided not to get involved at the border. As Chris Wallace said on his show yesterday, he believes she's doesn't want her fingerprints all over this disaster at the border. That's why she's not doing anything.
This is so totally insane. Dan, we got about 2.5 minutes left, and I did want to address what you wrote about, which is this one of the ideas that, you know, the Biden administration is talking about is student forgiveness, about $50,000. And you brought up something that even on the campaign trail, this was brought up, I think, with Amy Klobuchar, or it might have been Elizabeth Warren, where the guy said, hey, look, I paid for my kids. And, you know, we took out loans. We did this to make it happen so they get to college. And pretty much it was, you know, tough luck. Sorry. We have no help for you.
Right. It's just the college student.
Yeah.
Who, according to U.S. News and World Reports, the Washington Post, the liberal press, admitted that approximately 20% to 21% of the students who enroll in college never successfully graduate, and yet they've got student debt. And I talked to my son and daughter-in-law over the weekend. He's got about $8,000 left on his student loan. His wife went to graduate school. She's got $30,000 left on her student loans.
Right.
And both of them feel because of the income that they earn in their jobs, they're never get part of the $50,000.
Right.
And they don't know the right way to decide on who should get the $50,000 and who shouldn't. And I'm not sure that the administration does either. And then they want to make it free going forward. I think this is an extremely divisive issue of putting parents and cross-generational problems with parents and children. What's the right thing to do here? And I think they should just leave it alone.
Well, and at a time when we're spending money like drunken sailors, no offense to sailors, even the drunk ones, this is insane because you know what comes with all this spending, taxes. And he's already said, I mean, no big surprise here. But meanwhile, let's go ahead and let's do an infrastructure program. And, oh, yeah, somewhere along the line, there's slavery reparations to discuss, which God only knows what that's going to look like, Dan Perkins. I mean, this is, hey, it's all brought to you by the Joe Biden administration and those of the 80 million plus that allegedly voted for him. Dan Perkins has been with us. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.